An American named Paul Whelan continues to be held in custody in Russia. He was detained days ago on charges of espionage. His family insists that he's not a spy. Here's his twin brother, David Whelan, talking with Canada's CBC News.
There's no chance that the Russians are making an accurate accusation. Paul has a law enforcement background. He is a Marine. He has worked in corporate security, and he is very aware of both the rule of law and the risks of traveling in countries that may have risks to travelers.
Paul Whelan's detainment comes just a couple of weeks after a Russian woman, Maria Butina, pleaded guilty in the U.S. to acting as a Russian agent. We're joined now by NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Lisa.
So the man who was detained, Paul Whelan, what does his family say that he was doing in Russia, and what does Russia claim he was doing?
Well, the family says he's been a regular traveler to Russia for more than a decade, and he went there for a wedding of an American friend who is marrying a Russian woman. He's made business and vacation trips there over the past decade, and this was a totally private visit, according to his family. He felt comfortable going there, wasn't really worried about it because he'd made previous trip, knew some Russians. But when he didn't communicate last Friday, his family got very worried and actually feared the worst. But then a Russian security agency, the Federal Security Service, said that he had been picked up last Friday for spying activity. So that's that at least put them at ease that he was alive, but he's been in detention since then.
So Russians say spying activity. Are they providing any evidence?
No, they're not. And that, of course, makes it very impossible to judge whether that claim has any merit or if there are other reasons at play. And the U.S. has been fairly cautious in its response so far as well.
So the timing of this move is quite relevant here. As you said, it comes on the heels of the conviction of a Russian woman as an unregistered foreign agent in the United States. Russia says that conviction is unjust. These sort of tit-for-tat actions are not unusual, but I wonder if the U.S. believes that the Kremlin detained Paul Whelan simply to get a bargaining chip or some might say even a hostage.
So the U.S. government is not saying that, but certainly this possibility leaps to mind. You look at the timing. Butina pleaded guilty on December 13th. Putin was asked about this a week later on December 20th. He claimed Russia would not use retaliation. But then just 8 days later on December 28th, Whelan is arrested. So it does raise the possibility that there may be some bargaining that will take place, or at least that's what the Russians are hoping. But we don't have anybody in the U.S. government saying that outright.
What we do have is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that the United States will demand Whelan's immediate return if the detention, quote, is not appropriate. What do you make of that statement?
Again, a little bit of a cautious response, saying the U.S. wants to see if these charges are valid, and then we'll demand his return if they're not. Now, what Pompeo also said was that he expected U.S. diplomats in Moscow to see Whelan, as they're entitled to, and we have heard preliminary reports from the Russian media that has happened, hasn't been confirmed yet from the U.S. side, but we certainly are expecting that. That may provide a little bit more clarity about where this is headed.
As the new year begins, Greg, I wonder how you would describe the relationship between the U.S. and Russia now and what has been considered a kind of bromance between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump.
Yeah, those are almost two separate things. The relationship between the U.S. and Russia is bad and getting worse. And I think this incident just plays into this larger narrative of continued frictions of both sides pushing back against one another. On the other hand, President Trump does not criticize the Russian leader. That's something he's not done throughout his time in office, and he's refrained from commenting in this case. So again, almost sort of two separate narratives taking place there.
Thank you.